This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It hasn't been in the news quite as much of late as it was, say, during the really acute phases of the pandemic, but healthcare is still hurting, staffing shortages mostly. Doctors' practices, clinics, hospitals, also emergency medical services, which in practice affects how and how fast 911 calls get answered. From the Gulf States newsroom, Shalina Chetlani took a ride in an emergency vehicle to see how a crisis does get handled.
Noah Feldman is an emergency responder for the city of New Orleans.
This is a very stressful job. Working for the city, it's nonstop.
For him, 911 calls like this are fairly common.
I have a breach delivery in progress in the third.
All right, I'm in the third on 610. I can drop off.
There's an emergency. A woman is going into labor, but the baby is breached. Feldman turns on his siren, and we start zigzagging through cars and past red lights down the bumpy streets of New Orleans.
Do people generally move out of the way?
No, as you can see.
Today, we're riding in a Sprint unit, which is basically an SUV with a siren and without back seats. They don't transport patients, but it's packed with medical supplies, so Feldman can give emergency care till an ambulance shows up. And these days, waiting for an ambulance can take a while.
We didn't have a unit available because they were stuck on the wall.
Stuck in the queue at the hospital, waiting for the patient to be checked in. The ambulance can't leave until that transfer happens. It can create dire situations for people like Alana Jefferson, the expectant mother, attached to the ultrasound machine. Jefferson needs an ambulance, so Feldman calls a partner from another parish. They show up in good spirits.
Upside down, inside out. I'm about to show all you folks what it's all about.
I'm feeling a lot of pain when they're making me laugh.
They serenaded and safely transported Jefferson to a hospital. Jefferson made it to her emergency C-section. But Feldman explains that emergency services have been strapped on the heels of the pandemic. EMS data shows the number of patients who end up stuck outside the hospital before receiving a bed has more than doubled in New Orleans since 2019. They end up waiting anywhere from 20 minutes to more than an hour. And this isn't just happening in New Orleans. Justin Back is the president of Acadian Ambulance based in Lafayette, Louisiana, a few hours away.
The root cause of it is a staffing crisis. It's a lack of capacity on the provider side, on the transport entity side as well.
Back says across the country, healthcare workers are retiring or quitting because of burnout and low pay. It's hard to recruit people into healthcare, too. That means hospitals often don't have enough staff to accept patients and ambulances quickly. EMS is struggling as well. New Orleans has a 40% turnover rate among its staff.
In a lot of cases, EMS are the safety net provider in a lot of rural communities. And so this is a very, very dangerous place for the industry and the nation to be.
Back says Acadian Ambulance is trying to tackle the problem by creating incentives for people to become an EMT, like paying for their training. And they've given raises to staff, and they're even trying to recruit people from abroad. But so far, no one thing is getting patients through the system faster. It's not enough. After helping the woman with the breached baby, Feldman drives to a trauma center in the heart of New Orleans.
So a lot of these units have been here for a while.
There, about a half dozen ambulances from all across the state are lined up. All of them are waiting to transfer patients to the hospital so they can go back into service.
It's not a show up, go to the hospital, get a bed. I mean, there's a slow process. I mean, some of our solution involves, you know, making sure we don't take every patient to the same hospital.
Feldman, who a few months after this interview decided to leave his post at New Orleans EMS to become a physician assistant, says progress will depend on recruiting people and setting them up to thrive, so they decide to stay and take those 911 calls. In New Orleans, I'm Shalina Chotlani for Marketplace.